A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Some who had come down from Judea were instructing the brothers, "Unless you are circumcised according to the Mosaic practice, you cannot be saved." Because there arose no little dissension and debate by Paul and Barnabas with them, it was decided that Paul, Barnabas, and some of the others should go up to Jerusalem to the apostles and elders about this question. The apostles and elders, in agreement with the whole church, decided to choose representatives and to send them to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas. The ones who were chosen were Judas, who was called Barsabbas, and Silas, leaders among the brothers. This is the letter delivered by them. The apostles and the elders, your brothers, to the brothers in Antioch, Syria, and Cilicia of Gentile origin, greetings. Since we have heard that some of our number who went out without any mandate from us have upset you with their teaching and disturbed your peace of mind, we have with one accord decided to choose representatives and to send them to you along with our beloved Barnabas and Paul, who have dedicated their lives to the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we are sending Judas and Silas, who will also convey the same message by word of mouth. It is the decision of the Holy Spirit and of us not to place on you any burden beyond these necessities, namely, to abstain from meat sacrificed to idols, from blood, from meats of strangled animals, and from unlawful marriage. If you keep free of these, you will be doing what is right. Farewell. The word of the Lord. A reading from the book of Revelation. The angel took me in spirit to a great high mountain and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. It gleamed with the splendor of God. Its radiance was like that of a precious stone, like jasper, clear as crystal. It had a massive high wall with 12 gates where 12 angels were stationed, and on which names were inscribed, the names of the 12 tribes of the Israelites. There were 3 gates facing east, 3 north, 3 south, and 3 west. The wall of the city had 12 courses of stones as its foundation, on which were inscribed the 12 names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. I saw no temple in the city, for its temple is the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb. The city had no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gave it light, and its lamp was the Lamb. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. Yet the word you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me. I have told you this while I am with you. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You heard me tell you I am going away and I will come back to you. If you love me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now that I've told you this before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe. The Gospel of the Lord. We heard these words in the first reading that was proclaimed. Do what is right. Discerning. Last Sunday in my homily, I had told you a story about a young man that came into the sacristy at the cathedral when I was there, and he had told me that he was planning to join the Jesuits and would be going into the Jesuit novitiate very soon. One more thing about him, what I found interesting, is that he grew up in Chicago, went to school in Milwaukee at Milwaukee University and graduated, got a job in Milwaukee, a good paying job, developed friends, and also started having a nice relationship with a woman, a nice young woman. But as time went on, he was considering priesthood. And when it became more of an urgency within him that this is what his plan was going to be, he needed to tell this young woman, who was a friend, not a girlfriend, but a friend. So one night he told her that he was planning on joining the Jesuits and asked for her response, and it shocked him. She said, "You know, I kind of thought you were thinking of it." She said, "There was just something about it. You looked like you were considering becoming a priest." He joined the Jesuits. She became closer, chose a boyfriend, but yet they still remained friends. And all this took time, it took decision, it took prayer, and it took discernment, and with the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And I use that because of what we heard in our first reading today. That is what the people who had gathered for the Council of Jerusalem did as well. Decision, reflection, prayer, and the gift of the Holy Spirit to help them in their discernment. I'd like us to go back to the first reading because actually the first reading from last week occurs just shortly before the passage for today. Last Sunday we heard how St. Paul and St. Barnabas had finished the first missionary trip of St. Paul's and ended up in a city called Antioch in Syria. It was there that they were recounting to the Christians all that had happened. The good people they had met, a number of them, the number of converts, but also some people who challenged them. But it was in that gathering there in Antioch that was called the Gentile Christians were relaying to St. Paul and St. Barnabas this question. Do we have to follow the law of Moses, or known as the Mosaic Law? Because people are telling us that we have to do this in order to be Christian. Both Paul and Barnabas could not answer right away and said this should be taken before the matter of a gathering of other leaders throughout the Christian world to discuss whether or not you have to do all the practices of the law. And so they went to the city of Jerusalem in 50 AD. They had gathered to discuss this question and perhaps others. Now, what you didn't hear was St. Peter, who got up and began the address by saying, "We should never put any excess burden on those who want to be Christian. Let us discuss this, let us debate it, but always ask for the guidance of the Holy Spirit." And what we heard at the end of our passage for today is what they had decided, and then to take back to Antioch to convey to the Gentile Christians. We heard in here that we will not put any excess burden on you, that if some of the practices are not fully necessary, you do not have to practice them. However, you are to abstain from eating sacrifice to idols, from blood, from meats of strangled animals, and from unlawful marriage. So this message was taken back to the Gentile Christians in Antioch, and they received it well. If some of the practices were not necessary, then they would not have to follow them. Now, why do I use this today? It's because throughout the history of the church has councils and meetings and synods. Whenever there is issues that arise before the church, the Pope at the time might convene some sort of gathering. For us, we probably remember more so the Second Vatican Council that was convened by St. John the 23rd, who was Pope at the time. He convened it, I think it was in 1960, and the council met off and on from 1962 to 1965, looking at different aspects of our belief to understand the truth and the practices of the faith. But it does not necessarily have to be a big council like that either. Our present Holy Father, Pope Francis, has convened and announced the Synod of Bishops in 2023, and he wants Catholics throughout the world to have input into what they're going to discuss. And so 10 statements were given, and Pope, our Bishop, Bishop Callahan, asked that all parishes participate in this listening process. I did so with the members of the Pastoral Council and Finance Council in February. And we was gathered together, it was put together and given to the Diocese of La Crosse. From there, it will go to the province of Milwaukee, in which we are a member, and then from there to Washington, D.C., where the nuncio is, and then from there to Rome, so that people have an input and people are listened to in regards to different aspects of the truth and also what we believe and our practice of the faith. These councils help us to understand God's truth over the course of time, and in doing so, then helping us to know the truth as we understand it and reveal to us. It is a discernment, discerning what God is directing us and teaching us so that we then put into practice what we believe. And with the grace of the Holy Spirit to guide us, we hope that we will truly follow Christ with a lively faith, with his inspiration and our discernment and our need to listen to him and giving us guidance.